Europe.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Green from Delta State University, as I've already been introduced. I have here listed the other co-authors from our paper, from this project, and I want to mention Dr. Ram, who was kind of the brain behind the original idea. He's a pediatrician that works in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and approached us with this idea. As Roy requested, I have no conflicts of interest to report in this project.
I didn't follow my own advice.
Okay. Well, the project purpose and goals that we're trying to engage with for this project involved exploring the extent to which pediatric emergency room use is for non-urgent care, and then also the reasons that people bring their children to the ER for non-urgent care. And so trying to get beyond just the prevalence issue, but the actual reasons why. Why is this happening so that we can inform taking action? And then utilizing those results to do just that. I work with the organization that Roy introduced, the Institute for Community-Based Research, and we specialize in working with nonprofit organizations, other community groups, to engage in research to actually help them in their planning and evaluation. So the partners in this particular project included the Northwest Regional Medical Center, which is the hospital in Clarksdale, the Community Health Center in Clarksdale, Children's Health Fund, and then Delta State. And Dr. Ram is a pediatrician, worked both at the Community Health Center, which is his primary practice, and then also assisted with the emergency room, which is right across the street. We'll get to why that's important shortly. Tell you a little bit about the context. We're working in the Mississippi Delta, and for those of you who aren't familiar, we're not down where the river empties into the Gulf, but actually the Mississippi Delta is the floodplain of the Yazoo and Mississippi rivers in the northwest region of the state. As you can see, the population is fairly small, even in this particular town, Clarksdale, although it's the largest town in the county. It's a very rural area, and the largest town in that entire region is Greenville, Mississippi, which is just about 30,000 people. It has a low population density, and you can see that we're losing population from this region. It's a predominantly African-American region, including the town of Clarksdale, which those statistics represent at 68.5%. And we have high levels of poverty no matter how you measure it. In fact, this region is considered a persistent poverty region. We've had levels of poverty for the region that surpass 30% for over three consecutive decades. So in terms of the project, the idea was that it was really important to actually talk to people in the emergency room to figure out why they were there. And so working between all of the partners, we developed the strategy that we would conduct face-to-face interviews in the emergency room, waiting room. The questionnaire was fairly short. Obviously, you don't want to ask an hour-long interview of people waiting for care. And it took about 10 minutes or so to complete. And so we did this in the emergency room. And this emergency room is in close proximity to the Community Health Center. In fact, it's literally across the street on the side of Clarksdale. And so you could walk across the street. They're that close. We thought that was important as it relates to the issues of access and transportation of where services are located. So we interviewed adults about themselves and their children, and for this presentation we just extracted the data from those people who brought in a child who was 18 years of age or younger, and so that was a sample size of 100. The data were entered and analyzed using SPSS. And we also collected qualitative field notes on every interaction with a person in the emergency room. So we had a staff person from the Institute who did all the data collection. And for every person that he talked to, he kept field notes and about the observations during his time there. So in terms of developing our sample, the first thing we did is we worked with Dr. Ram to analyze the emergency room use over a 4-month period the year before, the same time that we were planning to do our work, to see if there are any patterns in the data and so forth. Then we basically selected two-hour time blocks with two blocks per day randomly, and so that gave us our selected sample days and times, and then went to the emergency room. And if anybody's interested later, question or answer or after this session, I'd be happy to talk to you more about the methods, because that's a question that people always have about how did you approach people, what do you do prior to triage, after triage, and that sort of thing. We logged more than 100 hours of time in the emergency room. Took a lot of time to collect this data in a rural hospital. And it was nice that we had low refusal rates. So just about 14% among all potential respondents, less than 10% for those with children. So in terms of the results, these are the patient demographics, so the demographics of the children who were being brought to the emergency room. You see an average age of 5.5 years, that nearly 60% were age 4 years or younger, predominantly African-American, much higher than the rate of the population, 53% male. We had 16% of the parents reported that their children had no regular source of pediatric care, and the average distance, as Roy mentioned, is kind of this magic number, the average distance being 10 miles. But you see the range going from a half a mile up to 60 miles. Again, this is a very rural area, and the hospitals are few and far between in parts of the region. So I'm just going to provide you some basic information. As you can see, a majority of the children who are being brought were covered under a public insurance program. And in terms of their distance from regular source of care, if they reported one, you see fairly even distribution between greater than 10 miles or less than 5 miles. So we were pulling people both who lived in Clarksdale as well as out in the county area. 12% of the caregivers reported that they had missed a child health care appointment in the previous 12 months, specifically because transportation not being available. And only 4% cited the cost or insurance type as a barrier. Again, because the majority of them were covered under some type of public insurance program. We asked them why they had come to the emergency room for that visit, and self-reported data. And then we categorized it based on the content of what they said. It was an open-ended question. And so, as you can see in rank order here, what the major complaints were. I do want to mention a kind of funny story from the field notes related to that. Where one of the interviews that was in progress, a child had something stuck up their nose. And was doing the interview, and then the kid sneezed and it came out, and so that ended the interview. So it's not covered in this data.
Did you charge for the visit?
Yeah, that's a good question. Only 24% reported that they considered the problem to be urgent themselves, and only about that many who sought care before coming to the emergency room, which is a kind of a next step in analysis, is trying to understand the factors that relate to that particular issue and whether or not they sought care for somewhere else. Looking at the qualitative data, we see that some of the patients who had been to a non-ER source of care ended up leaving that source and coming to the emergency room, or coming to the emergency room at a different time because of long wait times, overcrowding. And they also reported sometimes doctors and nurses at other clinics saying, look, it's going to be too long of a wait. You need to go to the emergency room. Only 20% came the actual day that the problem was noticed. And as you would expect, some people came because they thought the condition had gotten worse. The most common reasons that they hadn't sought care prior to the ER from another source was because of the schedule or the capacity of those places, especially appointment times and the doctor not being present. The community health center, again, which is nearby, doesn't operate after hours care, and it has limited capacity in terms of the physicians. So this is just looking at when the problem was first noticed, and you see that a majority was within that week. and some of the reasons, again, that they had not sought from other sources, schedule being a major factor here. So we really wanted to, again, get into the question of why, obviously identifying some of those structural barriers, transportation, scheduling, the insurance issue somewhat controlled for in this particular study, because people without the coverage could go to the community health center. But in discussions with the patients, basically they seem to take it for granted that the emergency room is where you go when either you don't have insurance or when the clinic is closed or there's a long wait. And we interpret this as somewhat of an adaptation to the structure of the healthcare system. Some respondents articulated that the emergency room is more convenient than other sources of care because of having to accept walk-ins and prescription medicines, and oftentimes specifically mentioned was in terms of asthma medicines, that they knew that if they brought their children in that they could get medicine at that point in time, which was critical, obviously, if it was after hours. And then the community health centers are available, as in this case, across the street, and we were working with a pediatrician who worked in both places, but many of the people don't know that the services that the community health center provides or why that would be a better option. So in terms of some of the implications from this, we really focused on what could be done through partnerships between the hospitals and the community health centers, because we were trying to create a win-win situation for the partners. The hospital wanted to see non-urgent care reduced as it related to their emergency room, and wanted to divert those patients to the community health center. And, of course, the community health center wanted the same thing. They wanted to see their volume pick up and be able to make an argument for expanding services and expanding funding. So, again, to reemphasize the importance of incorporating the perspective of patients themselves in this process, so actually talking to people coming into the emergency room, we feel like that was important and should be part of planning. Some of the things that have come out of this in terms of issues that need to be addressed, first of all, transportation for caregivers and children to visit the community health centers. If there's issues with accessing transportation, and as was mentioned earlier, the issue of whether or not multiple children can be brought for care. Also, knowing that many grandparents are taking care of children in the home, and if that family only has one vehicle and the other family member is working, that can be problematic. Also, being able to expand the hours of operation at the community health center, and obviously other providers within the community who can see these patients. Living in this region, obviously working in these communities, including Clarksdale, many of these places are basically are dead after 5 o'clock, except for the emergency room in terms of trying to seek services. Basically, you can go to the emergency room and Walmart are your two options for services. Also, the importance of social marketing. We've really been pushing to the community health centers the importance of doing a social marketing campaign on what they have to offer, what services they have to offer, and really reaching out to the community about this. And then also working to advocate on behalf of the community health centers who see patients without insurance about the importance of the role of the community health centers to policymakers. And then obviously advocacy on behalf of the people. Part of what we try to do through the community development side is organize the community to advocate on its behalf. And clearly here's a way where we can do that and create a win-win situation. I think that's it. How do I exit? Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
All righty. Thank you.